Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. Today, a look back at food prices utilizing the Farm Bureau statewide market basket survey taken quarterly on 40 staple food items. The Farm Group's Dan Smaldone consolidates the survey data.
Prices have been going up. However, the last two quarters we've seen decreases, this one coming in about 1% lower than third quarter, which is a trend we'd like to see heading towards the end of the year.
At the end of the fourth quarter, there was a $1.16 decrease from the quarter before, but as we all know, on an annual basis, prices are up.
We've actually seen an 8.8% increase over 2010 for about $9.39 higher per 40-item grocery list.
Given overall economic conditions, that wasn't too much of a surprise.
That's a trend that we anticipated to see with the rapid growth that occurred at the beginning of 2011, but we certainly like the direction things are going towards the end of the year and hope that continues into 2012.
Leading the food cost increase factors, no surprise, were energy costs.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports nationally that all energy costs have gone up about 12.4% over the last year, and gasoline prices at the pump have gone up 19.7%.
More on food price trends in a minute. We'll be right back.
Kentucky's nationally renowned state park system is celebrating this winter. Take advantage of the Kentucky State Parks Buy One, Get the Second Night for Half Price offer. It's simple. Visit parks.ky.gov or call 1-800-255-7275 for a cozy cottage or a comfortable lodge room. Just mention that you heard this offer on the radio and you'll be set for a peaceful two-night getaway. Offer expires February 29th. We have a great state park gift card idea for you, too. Visit your Kentucky State Parks today.
Back now with Farm Bureau Public Relations Director Dan Smaldone, who compiles that data from volunteer price checkers for the group's market basket survey. He noted that while on an annual basis those items were up about 8% and nationally energy costs up 12.4%, the farmer's average share of the food dollar continues south.
According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture's new food dollar series, farmers earn less than 16 cents per dollar spent on food, which may sound in some ways like a lot of money. However, that's down significantly from as recently as 1980, where it was 31 cents per dollar.
He says another interesting trend of note in the food retailing business, you may notice product shrinkage at the shelf level.
What we've seen, even with our own market basket survey takers, is that the sizes of packaging has changed. And a lot of it is getting smaller, but the prices are remaining the same. So consumers may be fooled into thinking that there is no change, but the actual size and the amount of food that one is purchasing may actually be getting smaller.
Taking a look at food price and packaging trends. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.